Shalom,
Mishpacha. Greetings and shalom, family. We are excited to serve today. We are excited to share the word of Yahuwah with you today. So let me just say I thank you so much for tuning in to either another segment of Malakah Bat Yah to the Remnant via the podcast, or you guys have tuned in to a recorded or pre-recorded broadcast here on YouTube, okay? So I say, what's up, family? Y'all see I'm all hyped today because I'm just so full. Oh, the Father has been so good to me. Okay, and with that being said, family, let me just get right into this thing. I'm going to share with you guys first the daily prayer provided in the Sefer. Then we are going to go on to read Mishlei 10, which is Proverbs 10. And then wherever else my Ruach is led, we're going to share more than likely just some Psalms. Okay, and then I'm going to let you guys go for the day. And I'm going to do a little studying with the children. One of the apocryphal books that I've been in. I've been all over the Apocrypha, let's be clear. But I was really honing in on Jubilees, Jasher, and Enoch. So we'll be reading from one of those, and you know, maybe you guys want to do that too at home, okay? But what we're sharing with you guys today is, like I said, the daily prayer, Mishlei 10, and a few Psalms, okay? So here we go, children. I need you guys to repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yahuwah.
Blessed are you, Yahuwah.
Forever and ever.
Forever and ever.
Forgiving us.
Forgiving us.
The spirit of peace.
The spirit of peace.
By the Spirit of Messiah.
By the Spirit of Messiah.
Baruch Yahuwah.
Baruch Yahuwah.
Ha Mevarech.
Ha Mevarech.
La'olam. Vayed. Ashad. Natan.
Iyanu.
Ha Ruach.
Ha Ruach.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Be'ha Ruach.
Be'ha Ruach.
Mashiach.
Mashiach.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 10, the Proverbs of Solomon, and we all know that this is Solomon, right, children?
Yes.
Okay. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is heaviness to his mother. Verse 2, Josh.
Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death.
Verse 3, we're going verse by verse.
Yahuwah will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he cast away the substance of the wicked.
He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Children, do you know what a slack hand is?
No.
Right, I didn't think so. Laziness. Who don't work well, who don't work hard. The word tells us 6 days shall we labor and one day shall we rest. So a man with a slack hand is a man that's always resting. Okay? Verse 5, Obadiah. And then give it to your sister from verse 6. Remember, we're going verse by verse.
Mm-hmm. He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame.
Come on now. Let's go. Y'all heard that. Yahuwah said, we have to work. We have to sow. We have to plant. And then we can reap bountifully, right? You can't just be lazy, lay around, sit around. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to do what you need to do in the summer. The summer, think about summer. Summer, the trees are green. The leaves are beautiful. The flowers. So that's a good time to be doing what you gotta do, because in the winter, you know, it's icy, it's snowy, it's cold. So that's what you'll have your harvest to get you through the winter if you sow wisely in the summer. Understand? Why are you nodding your head? Do you understand?
Yes.
I can't hear those rocks in your head. Yes. All right.
Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked.
Come on now, that's self-explanatory. But y'all got that, right? Y'all understood that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but the parting fool shall fall. commandments. Ajira, I need you to not be distracted. Stop playing with your feet. Look at mommy. Okay, so I'm going to read it again. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a parting fool shall fall. Commandments. The wise person seeks rules, regulations. How do I do this? How am I supposed to do this? Abba Yah, how do you want me to do this? And then it goes even outside of spiritual things. If you want to do well in your place of employment, right? You want to know the rules, the regulations, the bylaws, the codes, right? That is important, okay? So when you are wise, you receive commandments that you may do well. But those people that just don't want to learn nothing, don't want to hear nothing, they're a parting fool, and they will what? Fall. Amen. Okay. Verse 9.
He that walks uprightly walks surely, but he that perverts his ways shall be known.
Come on, keep going. Keep it rolling. Y'all know what that means, right? Yeah. All right. Give me an example of somebody that perverts his way.
Like, let's say,
okay, so you know what? Here we go. And all of that, get understanding and study to show yourselves approved. So family, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my children look up the definition of pervert, right? And don't forget our place, guys. We have, we're going to be going into verse 11, all right?
No, 10. I didn't read it yet.
No, you didn't? Mm-hmm. Let me see. He that winks, okay, yes. You on point. Give me high five. And, okay, so we'll get to that after you guys look up this word. And Mishpacha, on that note, while we're looking up this word, you guys can enjoy this song of praise. Yes, we worship you, Yahusha. We worship you for your obedience was greater than sacrifice. Oh, come on, family. Cause y'all can't see us, but we was in here turned up. I was teaching my children how to dance some dance steps off of this. So my son, he's a really good hip hop dancer, but since he's not allowed to listen to secular music anymore, I'm showing him how to use his moves hip hop wise. What a lot of you guys don't know, I used to dance for Bad Boy Entertainment back in my early 20s when I was all crazy out there in the world. We were a part of the street team. So we would go to clubs and promote. We did promotion for 112 and for Faith Evans. Yeah, so anyway, y'all sister danced. I danced like David danced, okay? So we was in here just dancing and stuff like that. So now, the children are going to share with you guys the definition of pervert.
Pervert. Alter something from its original course, meaning, or state. To a distortion or corruption of what was first intended.
Mm-hmm. Now, Audrey, did you hear him?
Kind of.
So you read it. You read it. Because I don't think you were really paying attention that much.
From its original course, meaning, or state, to a distortion or corruption of what was first intended.
All right. So now, verse 8. I want you to read it again, so now y'all can read it with understanding, right?
Right.
All right. Let me get back to it. That was verse 9. Yes, yeah. Ajay, you blocking the air, girl. You better come this way so we all can feel it. What just happened? It was blowing cool a second ago. Y'all, me and my air conditioner don't get along. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
He that walks uprightly walks surely, but he that perverts his ways shall be known.
Okay, so now you guys understand, right? So, give me an example. Again, and if you can't, just say, "Ma, I can't," and I'll give you an example of somebody perverting their way. I'll do my best to anyway.
Like changing their way that they're supposed to.
Right, so give me an example of somebody doing this. I got a good one. Mm-hmm. Hmm?
Can you give me an example?
Okay. So, let's say, because this happened. This happened to your mother before. So, I was going to church, and I was serving in the church. I had spent most of my days from the week in the church, right? And then something happened in my life, and it caused me great sadness. And instead of going closer to the Most High, I began to drink a lot. I began to smoke a lot. I began to party a lot. And children, back then, your mother perverted her way. Okay, you understand now?
Yes.
Okay, good. And we bless Yahuwah. We barak Yahuwah for the blood of the Lamb that was shed. We barak Yahuwah for the life that Yahusha lived. Okay? Yes. Yes, because he taught us how to keep the laws, statutes, and commandments of Yahuwah. So it is in my being one with him that I have learned to follow the righteous path. That in being one with Mashiach, I can be one with our Abba Yah. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So here we go now. Ajere, you were up to verse 9?
10.
10? No. He that walks uprightly. Oh, my bad. Okay, girl.
He that winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a parting fool shall fall.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, let me see this one here now. Come on, Holy Spirit and Spirit of Chokmah. How I'm going to explain it to these kids here. Let me see. He that winks with the eye causes sorrow. He that winks with the eye. To me, I think a person that winks with the eye is a scheming person. A person who's dealing deceitfully. Because think about it. So when I was little, right? When we were saying something and we knew we were lying and we wanted to... Okay, so let's say me, you, and Joshua are having a conversation, right? Mm-hmm. I'm telling Joshua something that's not true. But I want to let you know that I'm telling him something that's not true. So I'll look at you and go, see me? I'm winking my eye. So, and that will cause a person to be sorrowful. You winking your eye about you lying to me. You deceiving me. Family, those in the Torah study group, I'm going to come in there and ask y'all Proverbs 10:10 to break that down for me just so I can see if I'm in the right part, okay? And but a parting fool shall fall. Again, we understand a parting fool is someone who does not keep Yahuwah's laws, statutes, and commandments. They part from the way. That's how I see that. Okay. All right. Verse 11. The mouth of, was it your turn? No, it's mine. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. Okay. So a well of life. That's where people in certain rural areas get their water from. They get the water straight from the well. Okay. And you know, they say that a well does not run dry as long as Yahuwah is sending the rain and everything like that. Right. So they said that the righteous mouth is like a well of life. So there will always be life-giving words coming out of your mouth. Not words that bring sorrow. Not words that bring even condemnation. Not words that cause someone to feel depressed, downtrodden, rejected, dejected. No. These words that come out of a righteous man's mouth will bring life. Okay? It is a well of life. But violent covers the mouth of the wicked. That's self-explanatory. Violence covers the mouth of the wicked. I'ma beat up this person. I'ma hurt this person. I don't like that person. Ooh, I can't. Okay, that's that. All right, here we go. Obadiah.
Which one?
12.
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
Love covers all sins. Ajre 13.
In the lips of him that has understanding
wisdom. I'm sorry. How can love cover all sins? It was the love of Yahuwah and sending Yahusha, who was his word and will in the flesh. Okay? When Yahuwah speaks a thing, it therefore is established. He spoke through Gabriel to Miriam about that goodly child that she would be carrying. Okay? That was the love that covered. Y'all get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Read.
13.
In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding.
Woo! I like that part. You understand what that part means? Okay. Tell me what you think. You said kind of, so if you kind of give me the what it means.
So it says, in the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found. So basically, like, Yah finds the one that, like,
is. Okay, so I'm going to simplify it for you. The person that has understanding understands what? Understands the word of Yahuwah. Understands the will of Yahuwah. Understands the righteousness of Yahuwah. Will always speak wise things because he understands, right? But the rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. What's a rod?
Like a stick.
Mm-hmm. So how can a rod be for someone's back?
To whip them.
You hear me? So the father whoops his children. Y'all saw. You guys witnessed what I was going through when I was living in disobedience, right?
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys what I did. Mishpacha. Okay, so you see, guys see the way that I'm operating with the children right now here on the podcast or on YouTube. And we're serving Yahuwah by feeding the sheep, right? So, guys, for the sake of whatever, I'm not going to get into it now. I put someone to be the head of my household that did not honor Yahuwah, that did not keep the Sabbaths, didn't even really respect too much when I was keeping Shabbat, okay? And for that, I placed this man, he was like an idol to me. And Yahuwah gave me the rod. My children witnessed some of the most horrific things being said verbally to their mom, to the point where my son says to me one day, family, and I'm sharing with you guys know I'm always transparent. He said, Mommy, I have dreams of doing something to him. Get him out of here. And my son, guys, right now he sits at 5'10", almost 5'11", right? He's about to be 6 feet tall. This was just a few months back, literally about 6 months back, I'll say. And he just poured out. And I knew that my children were suffering in this because I had no right being back with this person. Who is this person? Yes, it's their dad. Okay. He continuously stepped out, but would verbally attack me and accuse me of stepping out. And I was home reading the word, cooking, cleaning, doing, you know. So anyway, I say that to say what? The rod was for my correction. Okay? I had to get back to the essence of understanding that in Yahuwah, I live and breathe and have my being. There should be no one in my life that is not one with Abba Yahuwah. Lesson learned, family. Moving right along. I'm going to finish this out. Are you guys in? No. Are you enjoying reading? You look like you're about to pass out. All right. Let's go in y'all room. Y'all air conditioner is bumping, so let's get out of here. Family, we are changing our room, so we'll be back. Here's another song for you. So I was going to go and grab a song from YouTube to play for you guys, but I decided not to. So what I will say is,
under your grace, your mercy amazes me. Under your wings, your shadow covers me. Promise of love, when my heart is safely undone.
Do, do, do.
Speak to me, your servant is listening over the noise. I hear you whispering.
My hope has come, my heart is safely undone.
I found my fortress in you, and my soul is anchored with you. My resting place is in your name. Speak to me, your servant is listening.
Over the noise, I hear you whispering.
My hope has come and my heart is safely undone.
Do, do, do.
I found my fortress in you, and my soul is anchored with you. My resting place is in your name.
Forever safe.
Forever safe.
Forever safe.
Hallelujah. Amen. Forever safe. Yes, we are. We need to fear not. Only with our eyes will we look and see the reward of the wicked, family. All right? Okay, now back to the reading. Praise Yah, Yada Yahuwah. Okay, family. So it says here now, wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. 15.
The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty.
And family, I have to step in for Josh. He really needed to get in the shower and stuff like that. So I let my baby go on ahead and get in the shower. So he will be listening back to this and reading Proverbs for himself. Okay? But we're going to just keep going. I'm standing in the gap for my pookie pookie. All right. So it says, verse 16, the labor of the righteous tends to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin.
He is in the way of life that guards instruction, but he that refuses reproof errs.
That means he goes in a wrong way. Okay, to err is to be in error, right? So, again, it says he is in the way of life that guards instruction. And I continuously say it, and it's going to be repetitive. Those that follow the laws and statutes and commandments of Yah. The commandments given again through Yahusha, who says what? The greatest commandment is to love Yahuwah with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, with all of yourself, right? And the second one is to love your neighbor as yourself. And family, I'm telling you, all of the other commandments, especially the 10. All right. So just be clear. There are some that we really just cannot carry out here in the lands of our captivities. Right. But the 10 commandments given through Moshe are perfected in the 2 commandments given by Yahusha. Okay. And first of all, let me just say this. The commandments were not given by Moshe. They were given by Yahuwah Elohim. And it was Moshe who was the mouthpiece that delivered it on behalf of Yahuwah. Okay, but it was different with Yahusha. Yahusha was the Word made flesh. Woo-wee! All right. So the person who, like, when you correct them, they don't want to hear it. They got an excuse, a rhyme, a reason, and everything for why, you know, they're justified in what they did. They're going to go off in a path of error because they cannot be corrected. So to reprove someone is to correct them. Okay, you got it? Okay, good. Verse 18. He that hides hatred with lying lips. Ooh, wee. Yeah, let's get on this one. No, you're not going to be able to do it on your phone. Because I had to, on your tablet. I had to pay for this. It's not free. Yeah. My baby wanted to download the CIFR on her phone. Well, there is a free version of it. There is. I just paid for this one because I needed Yashar Enoch and Jubilees. Or your Valium. So after this, you'll be able to do it because I don't want to take. I want to eat now too. I'm hungry, guys. I'm just waking up from sleeping after I got home from work. So, I don't want to have to stop. So here we go. He is in the way of life that guards instruction, but he that refuses reproof errs. He that hides hatred with lying lips, yeah, baby. And he that utters a slander is a fool. Ever seen somebody that don't really like somebody, but be like, oh, that's my girl. She is so good. She is so smart. She is so pretty. But deep inside, they can't stand her. That is lying lips right there. All right. Somebody that be like, oh, I just love you. You're the best. But deep inside can't stand you. Okay? He that hides hatred with lying lips. And he that utters a slander is a fool. Family, what's one that utters slander? Going around speaking ill of people. Let me tell y'all. Being transparent again. I was under someone that I still think. Okay, let me go about it a different way. You see? Look how the Holy Spirit. Look, see the example. I still was about to say something. But that's going to be slandering this person. So what are we to do otherwise? Pray. I'm going to pray for this person hard because, yeah, so let me just say this. I have a zero tolerance for the people or person teaching false doctrine. You see, they can teach a whole bunch of truth, but that one little thing that they slip in there, false doctrine. Oh, I don't got no patience for that type of person. No tolerance for that type of person. It really makes me angry. It really makes me upset. So what I was doing in the beginning was calling the person by name and saying, family, so-and-so is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Family, do not glean from that table, because at that table is the knowledge of good and evil. Yeah, so I had to fall back from doing that because I was slandering this person. This is a person that may be able to repent and correct his way, right? But now I done went and then called the person a wolf and I done said this and I done said that. Do you know how Yahuwah will deal with me? Do you know? See, this is why Dawid, when he was dealing with Saul, he never dealt with him treacherously. He even rent his clothes and cried for him and slayed the man that slayed him. And the whole time, Saul was trying to kill him. So again, I say, do not slander another. Do not come out of your mouth against another. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, right? So if a person is moving contrary to sound doctrine, go and pray for your brother. Go and pray for your sister. And then approach. I approached. Email. I did. And then I was rebuked and exiled from the family. And so I learned that I should have just continued to pray and back on the way. But I thought that, you know what? I'm going to address it and we're going to deal with it and we're going to nip it in the bud. and we're going to correct it, and we're going to just keep on going. But that's not what happened. I was called, like, a Jezebel spirit. I was, you know what I mean? So, yeah, just the whole situation was terrible. But I will not, again, find myself calling this person by name and telling people, hey, don't go over there. No, I'm going to pray for my brother and pray that correction comes and that he is able to be used mightily, because there is so much good there, but just that little bit. Anyway, keep going. So, yeah, verse 18 again. He that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. And y'all, sister Batya, I pray for Chachma, for the Ruach Bechachma. I don't want to be foolish. No. Verse 19, Munyeka.
In the multitude of words, there lack not sin. There lacks not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise.
All right. All that talking and talking and talking. So this is right now, that just spoke to me too. Unless I am speaking edifying words and speaking that which Yahuwah put on my heart to speak, I dare go shut up, huh? I'm going to be quiet, all right? So here we go. And guys, don't pay me any mind, okay, with like my accent or the way I say things. This is who I am, y'all. Y'all going to get to know your sister, okay? I have a very beautiful, they would say ethnic, I say original. I have a very beautiful original lineage family. I'm going to leave that there. All right. So here we go. Stop talking so much, because you bound to sin out your mouth. Learn how to bridle your lips. Only speak, especially for those that are called to serve, only speak with Yahuwah puts in you to speak, because anything else, sometimes you speak out your flesh, you're going to say the wrong thing. All right? Note to self too. Real talk. All right? So, the tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked. Okay, so again, sorry family, we had a little interruption here. Verse 20. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. So bottom line, a wicked person is worthless. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The spirit of Chokmah will not rest upon a wicked person. Can you imagine what a wicked person with wisdom would do? I don't want to know. That's why it ain't so. The spirit of wisdom. So important. So many people don't understand that without wisdom, you be running around here acting crazy, saying whatever, doing whatever. But wisdom teaches you how to rein it on in. So let me tell y'all real quick, right? So, and I'm going to try, because I don't want to, help me, Yahuwah. So, I had come into a doctrinal kind of miscommunication, right, with some people that I really care about a lot. And foolishly, I says, well, you know what? Since we don't agree right there on that point, I'm just going to come away, right? And how? Chokmah, Chokmah, C-H-O-M-A-K-A, something like that. The spirit of Chokmah came upon these two beautiful women that just spoke something. And in the way they spoke it, said, it's time to grow, Batya. You better not go nowhere. You talking about where you think you going? That was wisdom. And I'm going to tell you how I believe that Yahuwah in turn blessed me with wisdom also, because I was able to hear the wisdom in them and move prudently and put myself right back where I belong. Okay? All right. So anyway, wisdom is very necessary, family. Verse 22. And Yahshua is back with us. Here you go. Verse 22, son.
The blessing of Yahuwah, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. You was going for a while.
It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted.
All right. That's the end of that verse?
Yeah.
What verse was that?
24.
Tell the people what you're reading, what you just read. Tell them the name of the book, the chapter of the book, and the verse of the book.
This was Mishlei.
Which means what? What's
Mishlei? Mishlei, which means Proverbs 10, well, chapter 10, verse 24.
Very good sign. You feel better now?
A little bit. Don't be giving me that little bit of hand sign. You got to speak because they can't hear. So what I told them, get in the shower, do some push-ups. No, well, not in that order. Do some push-ups, get in the shower, grab you an icy, wake up and pay attention. It is not bedtime. Because y'all know if I let him go to sleep now, he going to do it all over again. And he can't be up to no 6 in the morning. No. When I leave for work, he need to be asleep. Period. I don't leave until after most grown-ups is asleep. All right? So, anyway. We have verse 23, Josh? 24.
Well, 25.
Okay. But let me see. Let me just glimpse over this. Did you understand everything? The blessing of Yahuwah, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, usually in the world, like you would get something but under condition or a string attached to it. But when Yahuwah blesses you, it's like no string, there's no condition. It's just, you know, blessing.
Amen. Good, son. All right. Now, y'all know when the world blesses too, I just automatically thought about those people that give their souls for their movies, for their music. There's much sorrow, right? So, yes, thank you so much. You explained that so well, son. That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy. Add to the wisdom that you have and the knowledge you have, add to that obedience, and your days will be well, son. You hear me? Yes, who? All right. Okay, so it is as sport to fool. Well, it is as sport. Okay, so as sport to a fool to do mischief. Andre, you know what that is? It is as sport to a fool to do mischief. Mm. Name a sport.
Basketball.
So you see the way a basketball player just easily goes and dribbles that ball down that court, get to that free throw line, or get to that 3-point line, straight net. How it's easy for them. So that's like that. It is a sport to a fool, a foolish person. It's just how easy it is for them to kick up mischief, you know, to get into trouble. All right, that's what that means. Man, you saying that like, can mommy get an icy? Can you go get me an icy, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, while she's getting me an icy, family, we going to another song break.
The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is
day nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the
had to cut the song, guys, because it goes off into like spontaneous praise and worship. But yes, we do understand that all of our help comes from heaven on high, right? All of our help comes from the Ruach HaKodesh. All of our help comes from Yahusha being our mediator there in the Shamayim. All of our help comes from our Adonai, from our master. All right, now let's get back into this proverb. Okay, so family, I'm going to actually, because I lost my place in the verses, right? So I'm going to just go over the whole psalm, the whole proverb, starting at verse 1. But family, since I already did kind of like a pretty much of a breakdown of at least 75% of these verses for my children, if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to just read it from the beginning and finish it out. The Proverbs of Sholomah: a wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. Yahuwah will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, because he casts away the substance of the wicked. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart shall receive commandments, but a parting fool shall fall. He that walks uprightly walks surely, but he that perverts his way shall be known. He that winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a parting fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covers the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin.
Sorry.
You good? In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. Sit up. What you're doing is distracting to me. Unless you want to stand up with your brother, be still and try not to be distracting. Do you hear me? I didn't ask for your words at that moment. Are we on the same page? Ajire, I'm speaking to you. I cannot hear you. Are we on the same page? And let me explain right now how, right here, even in public, I rebuke in the name of Yahushua the spirit of disobedience, the spirit of distraction, the spirit of discord, and the spirit of disunity. Catch fire in the name of Yahushua. I call upon the same fire that even Elijah called down to burn up, to burn up, to burn up. Contrary ruachs. It is done. We will complete this on one accord. Yada Yahuwah. Okay. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the fool is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tends to life. The fruit of the wicked is sin. He is in the way of life that guards instruction, but he that refuses reproof errs. He that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words, Ajire, read this right here, verse 19.
In the multitude of words, there lacks not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise.
Now, we're going to be very transparent. What is the thing that I fight with you with about you the most? Your what? Say it, because if you don't say it, I'm going to let your brother say it for you. What is my biggest problem with you?
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth. So you hear this proverb and you put this in your heart. Your mother, Malaka Batya, is sowing a seed in you, Daphnaya. Do you understand me?
Yes.
That's her middle name, family. Her middle name is Victory, and I wanted to know what it was in Hebrew, and I fell in love with it. It's Daphna. Yes. So, yeah, I need to not only correct my daughter, but let's just say maybe some of you may have some children that are a little bit difficult. I'm hoping that you guys are seeing the example of how I deal with it. I used to just like really get irate with her. I did. Until I realized we wrestle not against flesh and blood. These things, they pick at our children too. And they cause our children to act certain ways. right? So this is how we correct our children, with the rod of righteousness, with the word, right? Okay, so verse 19, in the multitude of words, there lacks not sin, but he that refrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of Yahuwah, it makes rich, and it adds no sorrow. Remember how my son so eloquently broke that down for us, yes? Verse 23, it is as a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. And I believe that's where we left off. So here we are, Mishlei 10:24. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. Yes. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. Again, we're dealing with a lazy person. A person who drags about getting something done. And Mishpacha, I'm talking to my own son right now. I'm telling you, I'll tell Josh, Josh, you got to go do the laundry. I mean, you got to go do the dishes. He will drag himself from his room, shoulders slumped, head bowed, moving like a snail. That is a spirit of sluggardness, and I rebuke him for it. So you see here what it says about the sluggard, Obadiah? Read it, verse 26.
As vinegar to teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him.
Mm-hmm. Say, I am not sluggish.
I'm not sluggish.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Yahusha.
Through Yahusha.
Who strengthens me.
Who strengthens me.
I am not lazy.
I am not lazy.
I understand.
I understand.
That the man that does not work.
That the man does not work.
Does not eat.
Does not eat.
Mm-hmm. And a lazy man is an abomination.
And a lazy man is an abomination.
I am not a lazy man.
I am not a lazy man.
I enjoy to do good with my hands.
I enjoy to do good with my hands.
Amen. And this is what you're going to confess over yourself all the time. Ajire, sit up. I am learning to bridle my mouth.
I am learning to bridle my mouth.
I will only speak what is necessary.
I will only speak what is necessary.
Amen. Okay. We're going to finish this up. These babies is yawning. And this is what I'm telling y'all, family. I leave out for work after midnight. They should already be asleep, right? Right. So, I get a text message from Obadiah at 6:24 in the morning. That was the last text message about him staying up all night and how he would never do it again. Right. If I was to let him sleep right now, he would do it again. He's not going to bed until his proper bedtime. Yeah. As soon as I came home from work this morning, get up. Everybody get up. Time for homeschool. Let's go. So, they did nap after homeschool, but you know they still tired, right, y'all? Mm-hmm. So here we go at the Father's service, in the Father's service. Verse 27. The fear of Yahuwah prolongs days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of Yahuwah is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bring forth wisdom. Say this with me, family. The mouth of the just.
The mouth of the just.
Brings forth wisdom.
Brings forth wisdom.
But the forward tongue.
But the forward tongue.
Shall be cut out.
Shall be cut out.
Verse 32 and the final verse. The lips of the righteous.
The lips of the righteous.
Know what is acceptable.
Know what is acceptable.
But the mouth of the wicked,
the mouth of the wicked
speaks forwardness.
Speaks forwardness.
So children, you guys are going to declare and decree this over your lives. And I in agreement, and I declare it and decree it over my own. We're going to read verses 31 and 32 again. Family, we claim this over ourselves, right? So say, my mouth brings forth wisdom.
My mouth brings forth wisdom.
My tongue shall not be cut out.
My tongue shall not be cut out.
My lips are righteous.
My lips are righteous.
And know what is acceptable.
And know what is acceptable.
My mouth will not bring forth wickedness.
My mouth will not bring forth wickedness.
Or be forward.
Or be forward.
All right. Yada yahua. All right, family. We out of here. It's time for dinner. Yay! Shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom, everybody. All right. Bye, y'all. We out.